This evening, we're pleased to have saxophonist, conductor, composer, and educator Rick Van Meter with us. We'll be talking about his brand new CD, Lines Above, his first solo release with the Rick Van Meter Quintet. Rick is the former director of jazz studies at CCM. He did his undergraduate work at CCM and the Berklee College of Music, received his master's degree in jazz studies and contemporary media from the Eastman School of Music. Rick has recorded in a wide range of musical situations, jazz, Latin, big band, experimental, and presents masterclasses and workshops internationally. Rick Van Meter, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Well, it's good to see you.
So, Rick, why don't you tell us who's playing with you on this recording, and then we can talk about it a bit more.
Well, I've been so lucky to play with the best musicians in Cincinnati, but for this recording, I wanted to kind of put people in a little different situation than they have before, kind of, you know, a new group and a new time in my life, and wanted to branch out in some ways. And so I asked Kim Pensel, who's a colleague of mine at the conservatory, and audiences here know him from his trumpet playing, and they might know him from his piano playing too, especially from a lot of recordings in the previous decades. But what they maybe haven't heard him do is stretch out in a hardcore jazz way on piano. And that's what he does on this recording.
So aside from Kim's great work on piano, who else is playing with you?
Well, Rusty Burge is on vibes and just a brilliant musician and so versatile and a great composer in his own right. And Aaron Jacobs is on bass and graduated not too long ago from CCM and is now faculty there. And Tom Buckley, a great drummer that I kind of make the joke about. I got him for this recording before he became too expensive for me, because he'll be going places. He'll be leaving Cincinnati pretty soon. And on one track, my good buddy Carmen De Leon is adding some percussion.
Fantastic. So. Well, I tell you what, Rick, every track on this CD has a unique signature sound. And you've been married now to your wife, Anne, who's an internationally known painter. And I was just wondering how much influence Anne had on you, maybe at least in regard to this recording of yours, Lines Above.
Well, very much. And you can see the cover art is hers, but not just that. I mean, the liner notes talk about a number of collaborations that we've done in the past, and some of my tunes are directly inspired by her artwork. For example, the one that's called Gray Then Blue was based on the installation she had in Jerusalem called Hope in Blue. And the title, Cut Lines Above, is exactly that title of a series of her artworks, too. And she and I talk about that a lot, because the analogies between visual arts and music, especially jazz, are really fascinating. And her artwork, Lines Above, you know, of course, lines, I mean, that's obvious in both art and music.
Sure.
Everybody's talking about lines. But in this case, it's the lines really take the forefront and have a kind of a vibrational dominating quality. So she and I have done a number of things together, and sometimes I'll just play a little bit at her opening, but other times it's a full-fledged kind of multimedia thing, like she did an installation in Berlin, and I played like right in the midst of the giant artwork, which was surrounding me with music inspired by her works.
Yeah, pretty cool. In fact, as I read through the liner notes, I was very impressed by some of the underpinning conceptual influences, like, you know, on Ray's Return, influenced by the painter Man Ray and the short film that he did, and also looking at the composition Ashes, you know, references to T.S. Eliot and Robert Frost, and, of course, Solstice of Another Age, talking about ancient Vedic and Greek conceptions of periods of time, the yugas. I tell you what, man, I loved getting that insight into you as an artist. Are there any of the tunes on this recording that, you know, hold a special place for you or that you would like to highlight?
They vary from things like that gray then blue one I mentioned has almost a tuneful childlike quality, whereas something like Ashes is just completely take no prisoners, cathartic kind of release. In fact, that one was inspired by, I didn't say anything on the liner notes because it's cliche sometimes when you talk too emotionally about these things, but there were a number of powerful emotional connections to Ashes. And you mentioned my wife, Anna, who's from Poland. So, of course, in a number of my visits to Poland, I've been to Auschwitz. More specifically for her family, her father was an underground soldier, partisan, fighting the Nazis and was terribly wounded, almost killed. And then her mother's family were all taken to a death labor camp in Siberia by Stalin. So whenever I go over there or some of the other places that we travel in Europe, there's no question that there's a power of influence that I probably could not get in the States.
Yeah. What I like is when I hear the emotion in people's playing. We all know composition can be mathematical in some ways, et cetera, et cetera. But I think the bottom line is people want to be moved, don't they?
And even in the studio, that was the goal for us, because some of these pieces, as you say, as you're nice enough to say, are definitely going for the emotion. And sometimes when you're in the studio, it's a little different than what you might try live. Mm-hmm. But we kind of went for it, and it doesn't always work out when you do that in the studio. If you fail, you fail big time. But if it works, then it's really worth it.
Now, there's a variety of compositional styles on this recording, from nice, kind of straight ahead, swinging, to a little more open, free, some edgier. You like to go all over, don't you?
Yeah, we do like to feel that there's a kind of a signature sound, that no matter what the style of the composition or what tangents we head off onto in our improvisation, hopefully there's a kind of a unity there that comes from the fact that we hear alike, that we think alike. And something like that, the Solstice of Another Age, it's not that complex a tune. I mean, it takes sort of that Coltrane Equinox motive, but it's a completely different harmony and goes a different direction. Whereas that simple, we have some really developed compositions like the two that Kim Pencil provided. Mm-hmm. So six of them are mine and two of them are his. And his particularly go through some different movements, and as it were, and different developmental tracks.
Well, I tell you what, brother, I listened to this thing all day the other day just to have it like seep into me. And I really came away with a real appreciation of your wide-ranging taste, capability, and artistic openness. Your work with Frank Proto still blows me away, Frank's conceptual approach to things. And, you know, your work with computer music. You're a wide-open guy, man.
Well, it's coming from you. I appreciate that especially. And, yeah, that's what I've tried to do, especially since I retired from being head of the jazz department at CCM. I've had more time to explore things. I mean, sure, I was doing all these things all along, too, mm-hmm. with my conducting schedule and the teaching schedule. But now I've had a little more chance to travel. I've done that concerto by Proto that you mentioned. Mm-hmm. You're also maybe thinking of those videos that we did together.
Right.
But that concerto that he wrote, he was so generous to write that piece for me to premiere with the Cincinnati Chamber Orchestra. And mm-hmm. then there's another gentleman, Michael Patterson, that wrote a concerto for me, which I've played now with the New York Repertory Orchestra in Manhattan and the Sichuan Symphony in China. Oh, and another thing that we've been just doing is mixing down this recording we did with the new Third Stream Quartet, which is a saxophone quartet that, you know, the word third stream that George Russell coined, but this is our version of a hybrid of jazz and classical. So, I mean, I'm still doing my pure jazz things, but I really like to kind of stretch the limits a little bit and do these combinations of avant-garde and classical and jazz.
We want to thank Rick Van Meter for coming in this evening and talking about his new recording, Lines Above. And more information about Rick and a link to his website can be found at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ron Esposito. Thanks for listening.